So, my dear brothers and sisters, welcome you to another Simbang Gabi anticipated mass this evening. So, pwede bang tignan natin ang ating mga katabi at sabihin mo sa kanya, kapatid, salamat, buhay ka pa. Yan. So, at salamat at nagpapatuloy ka dito sa ating Simbang Gabi. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, we have heard the gospel, and it is the gospel about of a Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, who went to a certain village far from Nazareth, and there they did not only visit Elizabeth, the cousin of our Blessed Mother, but also to help, to assist Elizabeth, who was at that time in pregnancy. So the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph stayed for 3 months in Ain Karem, yung lugar po kung saan pumunta sina Jose at si Maria. So the lesson that we can learn from Mother Mary and Joseph was the compassion, yung awa at pagmamalasakit kay Elizabeth and Joachim. So this is something that we should remember as part of our Christian life. This faith, this compassion, and those who are in need. Alam niyo po, minsan I went to Lourdes Hospital for a check-up, and while I was there, nalaman ko na mayroong palang isang pare, medyo elderly, na nalaman ko na he was confined in the hospital. So ang ginawa ko po ay sabi ko, dadalawin ko siya. At nung pauwi na po ako, pumunta po ako para kausapin at dalawin itong paring ito. And you know, my dear brothers and sisters, nung pumasok ako, wow, I saw that he was alone and looked very sad and lonely. And then when he saw me, he came to me and said, Father Bell, maraming salamat na pumunta ka dito. Salamat. And of course, hindi ko sinabi po na siya po ang aking dadalawin. Ako, pumunta ako doon for my check-up. And then we had a good conversation. At sabi niya sa akin, before I left him, said, Father, pag may malaman kang may sakit katulad ko, ay huwag mong kaliligtaan na dalawin. Please do not neglect or forget a brother, a priest like myself. Alam niyo, I was very much touched by what you said. That little time of compassion, that little time of visiting somebody, that is part of the compassion that we can show, just like our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. And you know, I was really grateful that I visited him. You know why? Because that old priest, you know, died afterwards. So for me, it was really very sad, but also was also happy, because that was an opportunity for me to say goodbye to him. So, dear brothers and sisters, this is part of the compassion that we should go and visit those who are in need. Hindi ho kailangan na magbigay ng pera. Of course, it can be also. But what is important is your presence, is your time, and your gesture of compassion at also your presence for them, very important. Now, one time also, when I was assigned in St. Jude Thaddeus Shrine, you know, somebody came to me, a young lady. Eh, sabi niya, Father, you know, my daughter is very serious, at the edge of dying. She is at the PGH. Father, pwede ba humingi ako ng tulong sa iyo? And, you know, I was also sad, ano, because she was crying. At kung hindi matutulungan, Father, ay hindi mabubuhay ang aking 3-year-old daughter. Ako naman po ay I was touched by what she was saying. So I went to my room at yung aking tinatagong pera ay nilabas ko. Then pumunta ako sa kanya. O sige, sabi ko, well, ito, abuloy ko sa iyo at tulong ko sa iyong anak na sinabi mong malapit ng mamatay kung hindi mabigyan ng tulong at yung medicines that are needed. At alam niyo, masayang-masaya ako. But then, may pumunta, kapitbahay. Father, nakita namin na yung babaeng yun ay humihingi ng tulong sa iyo. Ay, peke yun, Father. Walang ganyan na may sakit na anak. Alam mo, Father, sabi niya, nag-aarte lamang yun. Sabi niya, ha, ganun ba? Well, sabi ko, kung nag-aarte lamang yun, hindi na bali, sabi ko. Yung binigay ko sa kanya, yun na lang maging talent fee niya. So, well, nalungkot din ako, my dear brothers and sisters. But, you know, what I had done was something also that is before the eyes of God, still meritorious. But of course, we should be very careful about, you know, some scammers who come to us. Pero like I said, well, something also was given to him, even if it is to help him, dahil siguro he used that kind of requests by making that pag-aarte or from that fake request that she did. So this is one of the lessons that we can learn from today's gospel. Yung compassion, yung ating pagtulong, at our help. Because our Lord Himself said, whoever gives a cup of cold water will not go unrewarded. Now, the other lesson of the gospel of the day regarding the visitation is about the visit of our Lord to Elizabeth. And if you have been hearing the gospel, it is said that when Mary reached Elizabeth at her house, Elizabeth you know, was so happy. And he said, why should I be honored by your visit from the mother of my Lord? When your greetings receive, reach my ears, sabi niya, the child in my womb leapt for joy. So, sinasabi ni Elizabeth that indeed the Blessed Mother was something different from other women. And here it confirms that our Blessed Mother is the Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is what we should remember while we celebrate Christmas, that Elizabeth confirmed that the womb in the tomb of Mary was our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us also pray and thank the Lord for this greatest thing that ever happened in our history, and that is the coming of our Lord and to be born in our world. Alam ninyo, we are very much privileged, not only Filipinos, but also people all over the world. Why? Because we are the only one chosen by God among all planets, among all galaxies, where our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, entered into our world. Hindi ba napakalaking pribilehyo yan? So, as we continue with our Simbang Gabi, let us remember that what makes our Christmas is that this is the reason why we should be happy, even if there are many difficulties, even if there are many depressed areas, especially after the pandemic, and to remember that the greatest joy and the greatest happiness for each and every one of us is that our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world in order to save us, in order to redeem us from death. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us therefore be happy, but at the same time, we should also work for compassion as our Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph had done. So we wish you all, I wish you all a happy and a very meaningful Christmas. Amen.